White, Wellington, New Zealand, July 2nd, 1893. Dear son Willie, Sabbath, yesterday, we received the portion of the American mail that went to Melbourne and returned. I thought there must be some mail straying about somewhere, and I was not surmising wrong in the matter. We read your letter with interest. I am very anxious to learn something in regard to the land you went to see, but you did not tell us in your letter in regard to the matter. We do wish to know if you consider the investment of money favorable in that land you saw. Will you report in the next letter that reaches us? I sent you letters written to me, thinking you would be interested in them. Elder Haskell says he sent $225 for me to appropriate as I saw fit. He did not wish anyone to know who sent the money. He said the draft would be enclosed, but no draft came. Did he send a draft to Echo Office? I shall write to Europe, making inquiry of him in reference to the matter. A letter came from Battle Creek that $20 were due me from instructor, inquiring if they should send it. Heretofore, it has come promptly to me. N. B. Will you give orders to take up every note paying interest if there is money to my credit to do this? I want this horrid nightmare of debt off my hands and mind. You will see I have sent letters taking up the erroneous ideas of Caldwell and Stanton. See that these are put in some shape where they will do the most possible good. You will see my letters, and please answer them as soon as possible. Tell me, where is Caldwell? We hear nothing from him. You will see Edson's letters. If you think it is best to comply with his request, you have my consent to attach my name to the things he desires. If you see that that is another scheme to involve me in more difficulty, on no account regard his request. I have pleasure in seeing that my financial prospects are more favorable than they have hitherto been. The Lord is good. I praise His holy name. I am pleased to report I am much better health-wise. We have not one word to say against Wellington climate. We have had days in succession of most bracing, clear, beautiful weather. Then we have a day or two of rain and wind. Last Thursday morning I arose feeling full of vigor and stimulated with the cool, bracing atmosphere. I think this climate would suit Marion well. I thought my head would not come straight and feel natural again, but it is all right. I rise at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning and write. I walk a short distance, but my hip does not recover. I am obliged to sit on the lounge with my limbs, even with my body, to do my writing. Sister Caro is coming here next Monday, you know what for. When this reaches you, I shall be toothless. Last Thursday I visited Sister Glover, and we had a season of prayer for her. I ventured to walk to the tram, by the park. This was nothing, but when we left the tram and walked to the house, and then back to the tram, and then home from the tram, it tired me. I am now convinced I can walk but a short distance. I will be thankful I can walk at all. I will not murmur or complain if the Lord gives me my reason. I spoke 1 week ago today at Patone, had quite a fair audience, and a good impression was made. Mrs. Worthington, from Christchurch, spoke in Patone and Wright, or Dwight, had so talked to the people that there was a mob in the hall I had occupied when you were here. She occupied it, and there was a high time. Stones were thrown, and there was hooting and yelling. Windows were broken, and great demonstrations were made. I told Elder Israel and Brother Simpson I did not care to speak in Patone until this unfragrant odor had cleared away. I had special freedom while speaking. The power of God rested upon me. Elder Israel was desirous I should speak in the Rechabite Hall this evening, as it would be some time before I should be able to speak to them again. I consented to try this matter once more. I have not attended one meeting since you left, except the appointments that were then out, and the meeting mentioned is the only one I attended, besides these, since you left. You speak of the Echo Office. I beseech of you to help the things that have been ready to die. If any kind of means can be devised to give it a chance to breathe and live, do your very best in this line. The proposal in regard to the paper being partially printed in Melbourne is a relief to my mind. The decision to print the Echo as it is thus, we believe is right, even if it is at a loss. The printing books from plates, I am not able to say anything in reference to it. I do not know. When we all humble our hearts before God and will put off the garments of self-esteem and self-exaltation, and will walk and work in the meekness of Christ, we shall receive wisdom daily from heaven. But just as long as there is a fragment of that Spirit that is striving which shall be the greatest, the Lord cannot safely confer His favors upon us, because we would take all the glory to our individual selves. Abiding in Christ, we can do His will, act Christ and Christ-likeness in character. I am not discouraged. I cannot but praise the Lord that it is as well with me as it is. Satan will not always triumph, even in Wellington. God will make a place for His truth. A sad circumstance occurred here last Thursday. The proprietor of the water cure, who was out to hear me speak three times, was looking well, and Sister Tuxford and he had some words in regard to the beautiful weather. It was a glorious morning. This was at 12 o'clock, and between 2 and 3 he breathed his last. He had been at work in his garden and had eaten a hearty dinner of fish, followed by dessert of pudding. He said he was thirsty and drank 2 glasses of cold water, heated as he was. He immediately complained of pain in his stomach. She, his wife, stepped out of the room and heard a fall. She ran into the room and asked her husband, "Do you know me?" He opened his eyes, gave 1 glance, gasped, and the lamp of life went out. It is a time when, I believe, the Spirit of God is being withdrawn from the world, and there are casualties, disasters, loss of life by floods, by fire, by rail, by earthquakes in divers places. There is so much of this death, by plagues and disease of every kind, that people are not impressed, but go on the same as ever with amusements of every description. A power from beneath is moving in these things, and Satan is full of devices to keep the minds so full of pleasure that the day of God will come upon them as a thief in the night. While from the pulpits of the land are heard peace and safety, lo, all things remain as they were from the beginning. Sudden destruction cometh upon them, and they shall not escape. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 3. 2 Peter 3, verse 4. Oh, that souls would heed the warning and be saved. I read your letters to Joseph and Elsie Hare. They were good. Elsie wrote me an excellent letter, and I shall respond. 2 or 3 students will go over on the next boat to attend the school. I wish that Melbourne would feel the blessing right in their midst and do what they can in attending the school. Brother Falkhead wrote to me in regard to going to America. You are on the ground and can consider the subject and advise as you think best. The very least responsibilities I take upon my own shoulders in such matters, the more favorable the prospect will be for sleeping nights. Every responsibility comes up with such grave appearance when I lie down to sleep that I cannot roll it off, and I do not want to take these things upon me. In regard to your remaining in Melbourne and Sydney, be perfectly free as far as we are concerned. I would be pleased to have you with us, but I dare not plan for my pleasure. I want you to be just where the Lord would have you to be. If the Lord has important work for you to do in Melbourne, do that work, and we will not draw you away. Sister Brown is at her mother's. We have the young girl, 16 years old, from Patone. She was visiting at Brother McIver's when we were at Palmerston. She would serve us well if Martha Brown was not able to come back. She is a quiet, well-balanced Christian girl. I see so much that is excellent in her that I would be willing to exchange Martha for her. She is strong and willing to be told and does exactly as she is told. We sent word to Martha to remain at home 4 weeks until she becomes strong. I sent her a new dress to make while at home, costing 1 pound. Brother Israel is still afflicted with rheumatism. Sister Israel is still better. We 4 women, Sister Tuxford, Emily, our hired girl, and I, get along nicely together. I do not know how I could be better situated. I have premonitions of rheumatism, but I am not a sufferer with it, with the exception of my hip. To get that nicely located is a job. In regard to hot springs, I think, Willie, I had better go as you proposed and spend 1 month, at least, in taking treatment before the meeting shall convene in Auckland. I wish we had a meeting house here, and Wellington would be the place for the meeting. But I cannot see any better place to have the meeting than in Auckland, so make calculations, please, to be with us at the hot springs. I shall prevail on Elder Israel to go if possible. He needs it. He is attentive as he can possibly be to everything we need, lame as he is. He visited Sister Brown last week, returned the same day. July 5th.
You inquire about the fruit. We have only opened one can of berries and quinces or apples. It had begun to work. We scalded it up at once, but it was poor. I took one taste. Most of the sauce is of that same order, rather poor. Nevertheless, give good cans of fruit. You know they were very kind to us, and we can do no less than to do our best to be kind to them. I am so pleased that they are there, and we feel deep interest in the school. Now, Willie. Emily thinks she read that the royalty on the books sold the past year at Pacific Press was $12,000, and as much more in London. I thought you had made a mistake. Please let me understand the matter definitely, for this means to me freedom from debt. I want every debt cancelled and then stay clear. We must begin, very decidedly, to understand where the forthcoming book is to be published, for we must move carefully in the fear of God. It makes bad work to move without counseling the Lord God of Israel. If my captivity is turned, there is hope in your case that you will be free, and I shall be as glad for you as I am for myself, for I know you have not squandered money on any foolish enterprise. The Lord will not disapprove to have you stand, not in luxury, but with comfortable home for self and your children. I am some troubled with rheumatism in my arms. My limbs, with the exception of the hip, are quite natural. I have felt languid in the mornings, even when it rained, quite natural for me. I write some every day on the life of Christ. One chapter sets my mind fresh upon other subjects, so that I had several scratchbooks that I am writing upon. I dare hardly send manuscript by young Linden, fearing it may get lost, and I wish to give more time to some subjects. We had a couple of foggy mornings, July 3rd and 4. It rained yesterday, gently, most of the day. No wind. July 5th, this morning, it is clearer. Sister Caro did not come as we expected. I was dreaming through the night of the pulling teeth process and had nightmares. I have not yet learned, certainly, but I think she did not come. Expected the Maori boys, but I think only Linden came. It is 7 o'clock, and I shall now go to breakfast and shall know better who has come. After breakfast, Sister Caro is here. Leaves at 1:30. You know what will take place. I am not afraid. My teeth are troubling me a little too much for comfort. The Maori boy was baptized last Sabbath. He goes to Battle Creek. There are two others who have asked for permission to go. Have not heard from them. Mother.